Karin Beza Hashem Mesechtes Yevamot. The Mishnah says as follows: Chameish Esrei Noshim Paitreis Tzariseyem V'Tzareis Tzariseyem Mina Halite Mina Yibum Atzayif Ha'ilo. Let us see Rashi. Chameish Esrei Noshim Paitreis Tzariseyem. What does this mean? Kedetani Seife, Shim Hoysa Achas Mehem Nesua La'ochiv. The brother that had died had married one of these 15 Kroivim, one of these 15 women. V'loi Isha Acheres, and the brother that died had another wife also, Umeis B'loi Bonim. Ishtayem Pturais. So both of these women do not fall liyibum. The time yalef bigmora. So that is the first halacha. Chameish esrei noshim, these 15 women, poitreis tzoreiseim. V'tzoreis tzoreiseim atzoif oilum. What does that mean, tzoreis tzoreiseim? Sarashi says, b'masnisin meforsh. We'll see pshat in the Mishnah, as the Mishnah continues. Now, what are these Chamesh Esrei Noshim? Ve'eluhem, Bitoi, Ubas, Bitoi, Ubas, Benoi. That means we're speaking about that the Yovam had a daughter, and the Ach that eventually died married the daughter. So that's one of the Arayas, which when the brother dies, so she's Potam in Ayibum, and Shulpata Hatzara. Bas Ishtoi, Ubas Bino, Ubas Bito. Now this is a different case. Bas Ishtoi means that he married a woman that had already a daughter. Ubas Bino, she had a granddaughter, Ubas Bito. Chamoisoi, Ve'em chamoisoi, ve'em chomot. Or his mother-in-law, or his mother-in-law's mother, or his father-in-law's mother. So they married his brother. Now let us see Rashi. Chamoisoi, his mother-in-law, shemeis bailo, her husband died. V'nosa ochif, and then his brother married her. Umeis b'loi bonim. So now his mother-in-law is falling liyibum to him. Ve'em chamoisoi ve'em chomot. Shteyem asureis loi, em chamoisoi and em chomot are also to the yavam mishum erve. Where do we see this issa? Kedersiv ervas isha ubito loisegale, esbas beno ve esbas bito. Now we have here a posik that is speaking about three generations. Isha, ubito, ubas bito. So speaking about three generations. Loisegale. Then it says, Esbas beno ve esbas bito. V'yesh bechlal zeh chamoisoi ve'em chamoisoi ve'em chomov kedemeforish ve'elohein anisrofen. So that means as follows. If a person will marry bas bito, so memele so bito, that's chamoisoi. In the Isha is Eim Chamoisai. So from this Pasuk, Elvis Isha Bito, Bas Bito, we learn out that Chamoisai in Eim Chamoisai is also. That's if he starts on he starts from the third generation and he goes back up. He starts from the first generation, he starts from the Isha, so then Bito, Bas Bito is also. So then that's the Isser of Ervas, that's the Isser of Bas Ishtoi. Bas Beno, Bas Bita. Ubitai Dahocha. Now, it says in the Mishnah that one of the Arayis is the Yavam's daughter that married his brother. Is Bitai, so the Rashi says, Ubitai Dahocha Bebitai Ma'anusasai Kamairi. That means he was Ma'anus and Isha, and he had a daughter, so that's called Bitai. Bechem Bas Bitai Ubas Benoi. The Ilu Bitai Me'ishtai, if we're speaking about that he married an Isha and he had a daughter from that Isha, Ainu Bas Ishtai, so that's the Elva of Bas Ishtai. That's the next case in the Mishnah. Bas Ishtai Ubas Benoi Bas Bitai. The Kivin Dechsiv Isha Ubita, there's an Elve of to marry the daughter of his wife. Loishna mi menu, loishna mi ishacha. So there's no difference if he was the father or if someone else was the father. So therefore, we cannot say that if the Mishnah is being mefaret 15 arayas, you cannot say that Bitoi, which is a new Elve, is a Bas Me'ishtoi, because that's the Elve of Bas Ishtoi already. So therefore we have to say Bitoi is Bitoi Me'anusosoi, that he was Ma'anus Aisha, and he had a daughter from her. Avo Bitoi Me'anusosoi lo yalfalei mehoche. The Isha Ayidei Kedushin Mashme, Shu Ishus, Amikra Achina Navke, Kedem Meforish Begmore. This we learn out from another Pasuk. So, Elvas Isha Ubita means a daughter from his wife. And Bita means that he was Ma'anas Anisha, and that's his daughter. Let us go further in the Mishnah. Achoisoi me'imoi va'achois imoi, that means a sister from his mother. That means that this sister and him had the same mother. They had different fathers. So this is a sister from the same mother. And the Yava, the mace, is his brother from the same father. And there's no relationship whatsoever with the sister. The sister could marry his brother because they had different mothers and different fathers. Achoisai me'imoi va'achois imoi. Let us see what Rashi says. Achoisai me'imoi shenisais la'ochiv ma'oviv. That his brother from the same father married his sister from the same mother, Umeis. V'chein achois imoy, or his mother's sister, his aunt, shenosa ochiv me'oviv. So now Rashi says, she'ein chiyiv yibum, ela ba'ochiv min ha'ov. The whole chiyiv yibum is only if there are achim min ha'ov. Rechsiv ki yeshvu achim yachdov, that's by the parsha of Yibum, v'yalfinin achva mi b'nei Yaakov, we learn out that by the b'nei Yaakov it also says, anoshim achim anachnu, so that they're also called achim, is ma lo holon min ha'ov, just like over there, they're achim min ha'ov. Let's see, the Pasuk is, Rashi brings down the Pasuk. The Pasuk is, Shneim Osa Achim B'nei Avinu. That's the Pasuk. Shneim Osa Achim B'nei Avinu. So we learn that, Achva Achva B'bnei Yaakov, Malaholon Min Ha'ov, Afal Pisha Eina Min Ha'im. The 12 brothers were Achim Min Ha'ov, not Min Ha'im, Achinami Loishno. Nachsmi Rashi is saying over here, like Rashi jumps in, She'ein chiyuv yibum ela ba'ochiv min ha'ov. Vaisis Rashi wants to fa'emfer kashe. L'chayre Rashi had a kashe. Like, it's very interesting. You're saying, Achoisai me'imoi. So that elve, that's an elve. So l'chayri, you can make the same thing. It should be achaysay me'oviv, and his achiv me'imoy married her. Why did the Mishnah pick on achaysay me'imoy? You could have the same story the other way around. That it's achaysay me'oviv that married achiv me'imoy. So Rashi says, no, you can't have such a story. She'ein chiv yimel ba'achiv minah. The only place we have a chiv yibum is achiv minha. So memele, so the only hechetimtze that you could have that achoysoi should marry achiv minha is achoysoi miyima. Let us go further in the Mishnah. The achois ishtoi, or his brother married his wife's sister. The eishes achiv me'imoy, or eishes achiv me'imoy. Let us see Rashi. The eishes achiv me'imoy shemeis. His brother died. This is to him, to the yavam, a brother from the same mother. Benosa achiv me'oviv. There was no relationship whatsoever to his brother is Achiv Me'oviv. Shaisa Nochis Etzloi. Umeis B'loi Bonim V'nofla Lifnei Yavam Ze Liyibum. And now she fell Liyibum. Asura Loi Lefi Shaisa Eishes Achiv Me'imai, because she was already Eishes Achiv Me'imai Tchile. Vasura loy elomis. In that iser that was chal never becomes mutter. Perceive ervas eishes ochicha, vidarshin lo bepeg bo yevintoi ochicha, bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'ein. So memele, so if she already has an iser eishes och on her mikoyach eishes ochiv me'imoy, so now, he can't be miyabm ho when ochiv me'oviv married her and dies without bonim. The eishes achiv shaloi hoya be'olamai. Eishes achiv shaloi hoya be'olamai v'kalosai. Let us see Rashi. These are the last two arayas. Kigoin ruven shemeis b'loi bonim. V'noilad loi ach la'acha misa u'shmoi levi. Ruven died without children. And after Reuven died, Levi was born. Ve'omad Shimon ve'yibeim ishtoi, and Shimon was miyabim eishes Reuven. Ve'loi isha acheres, and Shimon had another wife. Umeis ve'loi bonim, ve'noflu shteyem lifnei Levi. And both of them fell liyibum for Levi. Shteyem ptureis, so both of them are potter from yibum. Why? Lefisha Aishis Ruven Shendi says Lishimin. Aishis Ruven that Shimon was Miyabim Asura Lelevi Va'onush Koris Ale. There's an Issa, she's also Talevi, and there's an Onush Koris. Lefisha Aishis Ach Bekoris Kishar Araye Shebe Parsha. This Koris and Aishis Ach, like all other Arayes. Bersiv bekulu kichola sheyasa mikolatei evesaila venichis. Ubimokim mitzvas yibum. When there is a mitzvas yibum, kshemeis beloi bonim shal yerachmone. When there is a mitzvah of yibum, so then the Torah was matter the eishesach. Veishes ochiv shloi hoya bailomoim. But Eishes Ochiv, they never lived together. Levi never was around when Reuven was alive. Shemeis, that Reuven died koidim leidose before Levi was born, leishorile. So she never became mutter to Levi. Dersiv ki yeshvu achim yachtov. The mitzvah of Yibum only applies if they were yachtov. Shoislam yeshiva achas boilam. They were living together at one time. Behilchah. Therefore, Mishemeis Reuven, when Reuven died, so when Reuven died, there was no mitzvah of Yibum on Levi. is Nesra Alevi Iser Oilom Keishis Achsheyesh Labonim. Rashi said before that B'mokim Mitzvahs Yibum Shayer Achmone. When there's a mitzvah of Yibum, so the Torah was matir the Eishes Och. But over here, by Levi, there's no mitzvah Yibum on Eishes Ruven because it's not Yachtov. Hilkach Mishemeis Ruven, Nesra al Levi, Issa Oilom, Ke Eishes Ach, Sheyesh Labon. So she is a din an Eishes Ach, Sheyesh Labon. There's no heto to an Eishes Yach, Sheyesh Labon. Even though now there is a mitzvah yibum to Levi. He lived together with Shimon, but she's also to him als the Eishes Och of Reuven. The Eishes Och of Reuven, Rashi compares to an Eishes Och sheyesh loy bonim. Uchishem shehi asur aloy. So just like this Eishes Och, Reuven's wife, is also to him. Kach tzor also Eishes Shimon acheres asur. So her tzor is also also. V'yalfina lekamon al kol ha'orayis ha'imdis olav bekorish shenoflo lefon of liyibim. We learn that all arayis, that there's an isekoris, and they fell liyibim im tzorei seyem shesteyem pturais, that both of them are poter min ha'yibim. The im noson, and if he'll marry any of them, and onish koris. Shema acher she potrona kosuv, since the posik patled them from Yibum, we'll have a posik on this later. Oimdois olov the iser eishes arshe yesh leibonim. So they're equivalent to an eishes arshe yesh leibonim, which there's an iser koris. So that is the case. Eishes Ochiv Shloi Hoya Bailomi. So it's Potron HaKosuv. From Reuven, there's no Potron HaKosuv. I mean, there's no Chiv, there's no Mitzvah Sibum. There's no Mitzvah Sibum by Eishes Reuven. So Memele, so it's Potron HaKosuv. From Shimon, there's no Mitzvah Sibum because of the Eishes Achav Reuven. So Memele, she's Potter and she'll Potter the Tzor. Vikalosoi. Shemeis Benoi, his daughter-in-law, his son died. Benosa Ochiv, Kalosei Asura Loi Lo'ilam, Afilu La'acha Misas Benoi. The Kala is also to him. So that is the Mishneh was Mefaret 15 Noshim, that if they'll fall Liyibum to the Yavam, they're potter and they patter the tzores. Hare elu poitres tzoreseyem v'tzores tzoreseyem min achlitzem min ayibam atzoif ha'olam. V'kulam imesu. What happens if these arayis died before his brother died? Imesu oy miyanu oy nizgarshu Oishenimtso Islandis is Tzoreseyen Mutoris. Then the Tzores will be Mutor. Let us see what Rashi says. Bekulon Shemesu. So Rashi starts from the first Elva of the Mishnah. Bitoi. Shemeso Bitoi Koidem Lo'ochet. That the Bas died. So Memeles or Bishas, the brother died when there was an Afilu Liyibum, so she wasn't a Tzore to an Elva. Oy miyano, or the bas was memayin. Now what does miyun mean? Miyun means that by kedusha ktano, if the ktana will say she does not want to remain married to her husband, so automatically the issues disintegrates. So she's not married anymore. You don't need a get. And the miyun is oike the kedusha. So now Rashi has a kasha. Kmiyin only helps by Kedusha Ktano, which is a Kedush in the Rabbonim. Let's say the Yesoima, that the brothers married her off, or the mother married her off. So this is only Kedushin Darabonah. So Chazal said in this Kedushin, we can dissolve the Kedushin when she's Memaya, when she doesn't want her husband anymore. So, but Rashi asks, Vaheichi Mashkachas lo Miyun Bebitoi. But how could you have Miyun when the father is alive? V'rei hu kayim, he's alive. V'ein Miyun elo b'yisayma. The whole din of Miyun is, if there's no father, so Chazal were misakin that the brothers could marry her off, and then they said that there's a, but she can dissolve the issues with Miyun. So Rashi says, no, it is possible that she should have a din of Yisayma b'chayayah off. Mashkachas lo kigoin she'iv oviyo hisiyo lo le'echot. That her father made Nisuin to someone else. So after Nisuin, she goes out Mirshus Aviyo. And v'nizgarsha. And then later she got Giget. Kshehiktana. Is Vishuv ein lavia rishusba, so her father does not have any shlita over her anymore. She was nifka mirshus ovia al yidei nisuin. Vaholcha v'niseis la'ochiv b'yoydaktana. So then from Rashi would seem she could marry herself off also. Vaholcha v'niseis la'ochiv b'yoydaktana. So when she was still a ktana, she went and got married to the brother of her father. V'yotza b'miyun. U'beperik b'yishami, so the tshayich miyun. So she's considered, even though her father is still alive, but her father lost his control over her, since he made Nisuin already, and she was Nisgarish from the Nisuin. The minute she becomes a Nisuin, she's Yotzeso Mirshusavia. So Memele, so it's possible that there should be Miyun, even though her father is still alive. So now, we have here Bitoy. We have here Bitoy that was married to his brother. So Rashi now sums up the case of the Mishnah. Ve'im nizgarsha me'ochiv. His brother gave her a get. Oy miyano ba'ochiv. Or she was memayin ba'ochiv. Oy nimtzeis islandis. A third case. Shemekhoi mekachtois. An islandess means she's an isha that is unable to have children. And she's born an islandess. And the brother never knew about it. And now we find out that she was an islandess. So it comes out, an islandess is kedushei tois. If he would have known that she's an islandess, he never would have married her. So she never was the wife of his brother. It was a mekach tois. So now, we have three cases. Nizgarsha, miyano, and nimseis islandis. Harei hi kemoi she'enoi ishtoi. So she is like she's not his wife. So we have to understand that kemoi is very difficult. What does that mean? Harehi kemoi she'enei ishtei. In all three cases, bishas when the brother died, it's not like kemoi she'enei ishtei. She's enei ishtei. He gave her a get, or there was miyun, or she never was ishtei. So the kamay is shver, mishabemes sorosa. Perhaps pshat and Rashi is kedusha Rab Reuven on Masechtas Kedushin. He brings down that after Gerishin, there's still Sheiris. There's still a relationship between the husband and wife. That means a get is matter the Isereishas Ish. One is permitted to marry an Isha after a get. But there's still Sheiris La'acha Gerishin. There is a Kuve. The Kuve which came about from the Ishus remains after Gerishin. So, could be, there is Ishus after the Gerishin. There gotta be certain halachas. And could be that's why the Iser Eishes Och remains by Grushas Ochi, because there is a certain Kuva that remains. But Rashi says, Ligabi, that she should be called a Tzoras Elve, Harehi Kemoisha Eino Ishtoi, Ligabi Yibum, she's not called Ishtoi, she's not an Isha that falls Liyibum. She's an Ishtoi Ligabi other things, but she's not an Ishtoi that falls Liyibum, so she's not called a Tzoras Elve. She's not called a tzoras elve. Rehi kemoi she'ena ishtoi. That means legabe yibum, we consider that she's kemoi she'ena ishtoi. Legabe other things, she's called ishtoi still. She's called eishes ochid. But legabe yibum, rehi kemoi she'ena ishtoi. Therefore, misyabem is saroso, so it's not called a tzoras elve. Let us go further in the Mishnah. Vekulam imesu. But that's real. It makes me an isgarsha, it's nimsa also the same but toys. Viyata yocha loima bachamoisoi, ubeim chamoisoi, ubeim chomov, shenimtsu islandes oishemiano. That by these three arayas, chamoisoi, eim chamoisoi, and eim chomov, since they had children, so you can't say nimtsu islandes, and you can't say miyanu, because miyan only applies by a ktana. Bonim areim kisimonim. If one has children, so that's a simin godless. So a kochoch, by these three arayas, chamoisei, em chamoisei, em chomov, we cannot have nimtsu islandes oishemiyanu. Let us see Rashi. Viyata yocho loima, shekval yodu me acher koidim shenisu loochim. They had children before they married his brother, Hilkach Lavailanasi, Umiyanamilake, Sharegidaila Saint, Akocha, when they married the brothers, they had children already, Regdaila Saint, Vain Mema'enis, Ali Yisoy Mektana, Kedmaposh Lakama Beperg Beshamai. Only a Ktana could be Memain. And if they have children, they're not a Ktana. Now the Mishnah will start explaining what is pshat that chamesh esrei noshim poitrois tzoreisayim. What does this mean? Keitzad poitrois tzoreisayim. Hoiso bitoi oi achas mikol ho'arayis ha'elu nesueis la'ochet. His daughter or one of the other 14 arayis were married to his brother. Veloy isha cheres, and the brother had another wife, umeis, and then the brother died. So now, normally there'd be a din nefila liyibum. So the Mishnah tells us, kishem shebitoi ptura, just like his daughter, that is falling liyibum, tim is potter from yibum, there's no nefila liyibum, she's potter min ayibum. Is kach tzoros opturom. So the tzor is also potter min ayibun min achalitza. What does Rashi say? Kishem shebitoi ptura, sharei asur aloi, ve'ein shom ach elohu. So Rashi is saying in the first case, he's the only brother, so the word ptura can be understood literally. She's potter min achalitza min ayibum. He's the only brother. And an elve does not fall liyibum, so she's potter min a yibum machalitze, kach tzorosa ptura. How do we know this? Kedi yalef bigmore. This will be a limit in the Gemara. Let us go further in the Mishnah. So the first case is Kshem Shebita Ptura, Kachzorosa Ptura, speaking about that he was the only brother. So there's a Ptur Yibum V'chalitza. Holcho Tzoras Bitoi V'niseis La'ochi V'ashen. Now what is if there is another brother besides him? To him, this is Bitoi. So there's no Din Yibum V'chalitza to him. And the tzor is a tzoras elve. But to the other brother, it's not bitoy, and it's not a tzoras elve. It's holcha tzoras bitoy v'niseis loche v'asheini. He has another brother, and tzoras bitoy went, it was nisyabim from the other brother. V'loi isha acheres umeis. And the other brother has another wife, umeis. And now the other brother died. Is kishem she tzoras bitoy ptura, just like tzoras bitoy will not fall the yibum to him, kach tzoras tzoroso ptura, so the tzoras also potra. Afilu hein meya. That means, so if now the tzoras tzora will be nisyabim from a third brother, so she will pata her tzora from the third brother. Afilu hein meya. What does Rashi say? Holche tzores bitoi v'niseis la'ochi v'asheini. Deheicho deyesh ach acher, if there's another brother, sheshteyem mutoris loy, and both of them are mutter to that brother, einam pturis, then they're not potter anymore. The only potter from the yovom that's avia. So she's bitoy, and then it's tzores bitoy. But if there's another brother, sheshteyem mutoris loy, einam peturis, sheyesh ka mitzvah yibum, o misyabem es ha'achas, so then you're miyabim one. Vashni peturis, and then if you're miyabim one of the two wives of the mace, the other one automatically becomes potter. Dechsiv, ashay lo yivne es beis ochiv. And we darshin bayis echot hu boine v'loishtayim. The yovam only has to build up one bayis. That means he has to be yavam one isha. Vim yibeim ho echot es tzoras bitoy. So if this brother went and was miyavam tzoras bitoy, v'loi isha acheres umeis v'loi bonim, v'chozru v'noflu lefono, now they fell liyibum from the second brother, is kishem she tzores bitoy pturo, so just like tzores bitoy is potter to this yobam, she nesra olav, she became also mishas nefilas ochiv harishoin she nofla in bitoy lefona. She became also by the first nefila, when she fell to this yobam in bitoy, upotro se bitoy emenu, in the bas patato. V'rei hi olav keishis ach sheyesh loy bonim. So ligabi oviyom, the av habas, she has a din, the tzores habas is a din, keishis ach sheyesh loy bonim, basura loy elomis. Kach tzoras soroso eishis ochi vasheini ho acheres, the second wife. From the second brother is peturom. Shezu patrosoi. The tzoras elve patas hatzor. V'taime yalef bigmore militzre. Now Rashi brings the drosha very. Tse tzoras elve, the tzoroven elve, poiteres soros. V'afilu heim kuf, even there are 100 tzoras, kuf achim, v'holcha tzoras soroso, shel bitoy v'nishyabme lo'ochi v'ashlishi, v'loi isha acheres umeis b'loi bonim, Shteyem nesoreis alze, so both of them will be also to this yavam v'chein liyoylam. Now let us finish the Mishnah. Keitzad. Now we had in the Mishnah in Mesu soreisayem mutoris. we had if Mesu Emiano and his Garsho Shinim Tsailunus Sarasayim Batoris. So now the Mishnah explains Oisa Bitoy Ayachas Mikola Rayasa Elu Lisuis Lochiv Vloy Isha Acheretz. So his Bitoy was married to his brother and he had another wife. Mesa Bitoy Oinis Garsha. So what happens if his daughter died or was Nisgarsh? Va'acharkach meis ochiv, and afterwards his brother died. So b'shas, his brother died, and there was an afila liyibum. The tzora was not anymore a tzora's elve. Is tzora so muteres? So the tzora is muter. Now the Mishnah is Messiah, v'chol ha'yecholo l'mayim v'loy miyano, that every elve that is bekoyach to be memayim, that means, in other words, she's a ktana, and if she wants, she could be memayim. V'loy miyano, but she wasn't memayim. And the brother died. So what is this case? So this case is that the tzora is a tzora midarabonon to an elve. That means the elve is only married midarabonon. It's a kedusha ktana. So if she would have been memayin bechaye baila, so wouldn't be considered a tzora's elve, because she was memayin. That's what we had before in Mesa and Mianu, so it's not considered a Tzoras Elva. But what is? If the Bas is Yechoyla Lamayin, she could be Mamayin, V'loy Mianu. Is Tzorosa Cheiletzes V'loy Misyabemis. So now the din is, so this is a Tzoras Abats, but the Bas is only married with a Rabbono. So it's a tzore midarabono, is chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. So now, they will give chalitze to the tzore. But you're not permitted to be miyabma. Let us see Rashi. Tzorosa muteres lishyabim loy, shrei b'shas zikas yibum eino tzorosa. Mishasa the Zika, they're not tzores anymore. She's not a tzore. Mishas Zika's Yibum. We have to know the shtims with the Loshna of Rashi before Rashi says, Arehu kemoisha einoi ishtoi. And here Rashi says, Shere b'shas zikas yibum eino tzoroso. She's not a tzore. V'chola yechoyla l'mayin, kigoyin, she'ervo ktana. The ervo is a ktana. V'yechoyla l'mayin, v'loy miyano, umeis ochiv, and now the brother died. Hoyil b'kidusheho eino elo midarabon. Since the whole kidushin is darabon. Bezikas nefilosa midarabono, and the nefila leyibim is only midarabon because it's kedushin darabono, so it's a nefila leyibim midarabono. Eino peiteres tzoroso min achalitze, so does she the one part of the tzore min achalitze, because min atoire the tzore needs yibim and chalitze, because it's not a tzores elva min atoire. So therefore, she's not allowed to get married without chalitza, because mina toire, she's not a tzoras elva. So why can you be miyabma? Mina toire, there's a mitzvah of yibo. So why can you be miyabma? So Rashi says, k'de meforish taima begmore, sheniris tzoras elva, because she looks like a tzoras elva. Now this Rashi is very schwer. Why does Rashi have to say she looks like a tzoras elva? She is a tzoras elva. Midarabonon, she's a tzoras elva. That means midarabonon the tzoras. There's a kedushin darabonon. So memele, so midarabonon, she's a tzoras elva. You can't pater her from chalitze
because min ha-teire she needs chalitza, so a tzoros elva mid rabbon can't be part of chalitza min ha-teire. But if you're asking a shaila, why are you not permitted to be miyabma? So lochayre, we would say because mid rabbonon she's a tzoros elva. So why is she also? Why does Rashi say she nires tzoros elva? Tachsach me'abshat in Rashi is as follows. If we look at all the Rashi's, when Rashi spoke about, when Rashi said that that one is not permitted to marry, to be miyab matzores elbe, so for example, Rashi the Dibra Masrul veishes ochiv shlohei velomish. Rashi ends off by saying shema'acher shepotron hakosuv. Rashi says that the Iser to be miyabim atzores elve is because since the elve pater the tzore, so the tzore is now a eishes ach sheyesh leibonim. The Iser chorus is because they're potter from Yibum. There's no Iser Yibum. Iser Yibum is step number two. That means, since they're potter from Yibum, because the Erve patters the Tzore, so now there's an Iser Koris. That's what Rashi says. Vim noson onish Koris, shemeyacher shepotron, akosov oim the soul of the Iser Eishesach sheyesh libot. That since they're potter, so there's an Iser Eishesach. So the Iser Eishes Ach comes about since they're potter from Yibum. A Elve that's only married midarabonon can't pater hotzore. She can pater the din Yibum. She can't make any ptur whatsoever because she's only married midarabonon. The tzore needs Yibum in her teire. So is she potter from Yibum? She can't be potter from Yibum. So since the tzore is not potter from Yibum, so there's no Iser Eishes Och on the tzore. The whole Iser Eishes Och comes about because since she's potter from Yibum, harei ke Eishes Och sheyesh leibonim. So she's an Eishes Och. That means the Torah was matter Eishes Och b'mokim Yibum. Since she is potter mina Yibum, so she gets a din of an eishes och sheyesh leibonim. A elve, which is only married midarabonon, can never pater hotzore. So, and the tzore is a chiyuv yibum and chalitze. If there's a chiyuv yibum and chalitze, there's no eishes och whatsoever. So Mamela Sarashi had to think, so why can't you be miyabim her? If there's a chiyuv yibum, so why can't you be miyabim her? Because and the tzore cannot take off the chi of yibum because she's only married midarabon. That can be mafkiya the chi of yibum in a teire. So Rashi says, but she looks like a tzore selve. Good. In lomdistake, yibum should be mutter. Because since the elva does not pater her mina yibum, So you should be permitted to be miyabba. But she nires tzores elva, but she looks like a tzores elva. She has a tzore that is an elva, so she looks like a tzores elva. So even though the mathematics doesn't work, but al kolponim midarabonin is not permitted to be miyabba because she looks like a tzores elva. Now that is the end of the Mishnah. So Bekitzer, we had in the Mishnah, just to, little complicated Mishnah, we had in the Mishnah that there are 15 arayis, that if the brother marries one of these 15 arayis, that means it's an elve to the yavam, so the elve is potter min ha-yibum min ha-chlitze, and the tzore is potter min hayibum b'chalitze. That is the din that an elve paters a tzore. And then later we had a second aloche that if there was another brother and the tzore was nisyabim from the second brother, So if that brother dies without children and he has another wife, so the tzore will pater the other wife min ayibamor. So that's the din of Petris tzoreseim v'tzoreis tzoreseim. And then the Mishnah also said that if bechaye ha'och was nizgarshe, the elva was nizgarshe, or miyana nimtzei silenis, or mesa, so then there's a din yibum on the tzore, because b'shas nefile, she was not anymore a tzore's elder. Let us see Taisvus. Taisvus says, chomesh esrei noshim poitres. So Taisvus es akashe in digduk. Why are they called here noshim, women? L'chay Ratzidav said, chomesh esrei arayis. There are 15 shemes of arayis which pater the tzore. So I'm reading leimotzi leminket arayis kidiktoni b'seifa. Now the sefer called them arayis, and the sefer it says keitzat potrois tzoreseim. I said bitoy oy achas mikol arayis elo. Now when the Mishnah explains how an elva paters a tzore, we don't call them noshim. We call them arayis. That's what they are. So why here does he call them noshim? And later it says also sheish arayis chamurais me'elu. Also the next Mishnah speaks about the arayis which do not pater tzores, but calls them arayis, and here it calls them noshim.
Mishum damrinem bigmore minyone ose le miutei tzora soite betzores eilenes umemeenes umarze grushosoi.
Later the Gemara wants to say that there's a whole sugya later. Let's say, for example, let's just explain Teichwerter. Tzora soite means that his brother had two noshim, Rochel Olayim. Rochel was Mezane, and she became a Saita. And now,
Rochel was Mezane, she became a Saita, and now the brother died. So there's a man, the Yomah, that wants to say that Tzores Saita does not fall a Yibum. The Saita is bottom in a Yibum Chalit, and she battles the Tzores. So we have a raya from the Mishnah, not like that. It says chomesh esrei noshim poitres tzoreseim. Or there's a sugya later about a tzores islandess, an islandess shehikirbo. That means he knew that she was an islandess, and he married her. So there's a svara to say that she'll pater a tzore. A svara to say a mama enes. A mama enes means that she was Memayin in the Yavon. She wasn't Memayin in the husband, she was Memayin in the Yavon. Omar Zigrushosoi, or he gave his wife a get and he married her again. So Memele, the Mishnah is Memayit these cases, all the cases of some of these cases. So if the Mishnah would have said, Chomesh Esrei Arayis Petris Sorisayin, she can't be memayit tzores soite. Here the Mishnah is speaking about arayis. Tzores soite is another parsha. Soite is not an erve. She's not an erve to the yavam. Or a ma'emenes, or ma'az grushosai. So then you couldn't be memayit them. So that's why the Mishnah was medayik chomesh esrei noshim. Dafke these 15 women can pater a tzores. And there's no other woman that can pater a tzore. So Mamela, that's how we know to be Mamaya tzore. So it is us, Masa Gershosa. Gabaton arayis, have a mashamuti arayis to loy kachoshiv kosi. It's only Mamaya other arayis, not these. Because these aren't arayis. That's why it says, Nosh. Atzoif ha'oilom. Ocha loy shayach lemifrach. So Taisvah says, Kiven detone at Soifa Oilom. Sorry, Sain Lomoli. So why do you have to, the Mishnah says, that it's Chomesh Eschinoshim Petris Tzoriseim. That's one thing. Then Tzoris Tzoriseim Atzoi Fa'olam. So if it says Atzoi Fa'olam, so why do you have to say Tzoris Tzoriseim? In Tzoi Fa'olam Tzoris Tzoriseim is Kolol already. Kid the Porich, and how do you know that this is Akasha? Kid the Porich Bahakosif. Kivin the Tone at Saifa Oilam Peres Peresayim Lomoli. Now, there the Mishnah is speaking about that the husband told the wife, Din Udvarim Ainli Binichsayich Ube Peresayim Ube Peres Peresayim at Saif Kol Ha'olam. And there the Gemara asks, Peres Peresayim Lomali. Now let us explain what the Mishnah is speaking about over there. The halacha is that if a woman gets married and she possesses karka, so the halacha is the karka is hers. This is called Nichsei Maluk. And the peres which grow on the karka, the husband has a right to use these peres, to eat the peres. The peres, as he is a schus achilas peres. What is the din if he says, din udvarim ainli benechsayich? I'm a salik my schus in the nechosim. So that means if she sells the nechosim, he has no schus in the nechosim. But the peres, he has a schus. He wasn't a salik his schus in the peres. If he said, din udvarim ainli bepeiris nechsayich, so that means the peiris which will grow from these nechosim, he has no schus. He was misalik to schus. But, so who did the peiris belong to? Belongs to her. Now, if she'll go and sell the peiris and purchase another karke, so on the new karke, he'll have a schus in the peiris of the new karke. That means that is the halacha of Nichsei Maluk. Every karka she brings in, he has a schus achilas peiros. So therefore, if he wants to be misalik his schus in the new karka, she has to say peiros peirisayim. But I want to be misalik the schus peiros that you derive from the first peiros. That's peiros peirisayim. And then the Mishnah says, if he wants for a third case, so he says adoilam. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why does he have to be marach so much? Since he says, Dinadvorim ainli bepeireseyim ad oilam, so I know everything about it. Why does he have to say peires, peireseyim? This is a Gemara's Akasha. So Tosis is duplicating the Gemara's Akasha. If it says that peitris tzoriseyim ad soif kol oilam, why do you have to say tzoris tzoriseyim? So Tosfos answers, the Hosam Vadei Bahakoisev Lehetzach Lichtoiv Shneim. There we're speaking about the Nusach Hashtar. What is the husband supposed to write in the Shtar in order to be completely Mesulik? So the Gemara says he doesn't have to write Peres Peresem. If he writes, Din Advorim Ainli Beperesayich Ad Oilam, so that's finished. He was Mesalik himself for everything. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why does he have to write Peres Peresayim? It is not necessary. Avol hoche uche de tana lemisna lo yizum avso. Here the tana, that's how the tana teaches us halachas. He tells us that chomesh esrinoshim peitre sarisayim. That's one halacha. Then I'll tell you a second halacha. Not only does the patas the tzoris, but the tzoris pata their tzoris. The tzoris sarisayim. And then he says, not only that, loizu, not only the Torah so same, atzai fa'ilam. That is the seder, the way the Tana teaches us halachas. So that's loizu avzu. So it's no kasha why he chaps on Torah so the same. Fine. Frek toisvis, so I'll ask you another kasha. Fine. See, so he's going bahadroge to tell me the halachas. The elder part is the tzore part is her tzore. Hatzai foilam. Vim toime, vikivin de toni tzore, sorry, sayim. Since it tells me, that the tzore, pat is another tzore, at seifa oilam lomali. So why does it say at seifa oilam? That means from this halacha that a tzore, pat is a tzore, I can figure out that if I have these two facts already, so I will know at seifa oilam automatically. The hochi dayik betmure perik elu kotshim, the gemore in tmure es such a kash. Kiven de tono vlad vlodon atsoifa oilom lomali. This Gemara is speaking about that vlad shlomim has a din of a shlomim, vlad vlodom has a din of a shlomim, atsoifa oilom. So the Gemara says it's unnecessary. If you tell me this already, that a vlad shlomim has a din of a shlomim and a vlad vlodon has a din of a shlomim, so you don't have to tell me atsoifa oilom. So, Mamil, that's Taisvis Kasha. Why does he have to say that the Pathos are safe oilam? As long as they know Tzoras, Tzoras, Apota, I know everything. Vaimari, the Hosom, Kivin, Bashmin, and the Vlad, Vladom, Korev, Shlomim, Mamela, Shamina, Duden, are safe oilam. So then automatically I know everything. Kivin, the Loichayish, Lashema, Yigadolem, Adorim, Adorim, Kedachayish, Hosom, Rabbelezer. Rabbelezer said, that when a shlomim has a keva, which is a shlomim, has a child, machnisen oison lekipe. You go and take this child right away, you machnisen oison lekipe, that it should die. Why do we want this vlad shlomim should die? Shem, because if you let the children be alive, shema yigadol adorim adorim, there'll be adorim of shlomim around, and rachmona netzlon, there'll be nichshon disagiza nisa avoide. So memele, so therefore, Rabbeleza old machnis noisen lekipe. If the Chachomim say, Vlad shlomim, and Vlad vlodom are also shlomim, so you see that the Chachomim are not chayish when Shem Yigadom and Madorim Adorim. So from Vlad vlodom, I know already at Seif Koloilom. Avol hoche salke daitoch, but here, the halacha that he tells me, I would think the tzoreis tzoreisayim asiri. I would think that only the tzore of a tzores erve is also tvei loy. But more than that, I would think it doesn't go further. That means that if a tzores tzora will be nisyabim by a third brother, I wouldn't think that she will pater her tzore. It is not an automatic yediyah. So therefore the Tanya is to tell us, you know, it works at Seif Oilom. Now, Mehechi Teisi, should I differentiate between a tzoras tzore and a tzoras tzoras tzore? So Teisi says, because the whole Mekor, Mishum Demi Litzrel Darshin Elohu, from Litzrel, from the word litzrael, which theoretically is speaking about the erva vaches ishtoi, but we learn out from the sugya later that this is speaking about yibum. So from litzrael darshinelu, there we learn out that a tzore patos another tzore, the litzrael mash metalti, two tzores, shnei reishin. So memela litzrael means that a tzore patos another tzore. That is it. More than that, I don't have a pusik. So the Tanna has to tell us that even though the mashmois, a pusik is two tzores, that's it, a tzore path is a tzore, but a tzore koloilo. Vafildu le ravashi de nafke le tzores tzore misvore le kamon bepirke. Ravashi holds that a tzores tzore misvore is potter. Now we're in hot water already. That means Rav Ashi doesn't learn out Tzore Tzore from Litzrael. Rav Ashi says it's a Tzore, that the Tzore patos a Tzore. So Memele, so if I know Mitzvore, Tzore patos a Tzore, so then I know everything already. So why does the Tanna of the Mishnah have to tell us Atzoi Poilo? Mikol Mokim Itzach L'Tanna Lashmini D'loi Teisek Adaitin L'Meil M'Dem Nitzrael Nafkin. He goof it. Rav Ashi figured it out Mitzvore. But I could think that the reason a tzore patos a tzore is from the pasuk litzrael. So memele, that is why the Tanya to tell us that no, it's a svore, and therefore it patos a tzore koloilo. That's one mahalach in Taisvis. V'oit, and then Taisvis says, there's no such Ravashi. Taisvis put a Ravashi, the Ravashi holds that, that you learn out tzora from Isvore. V'oit omrinon de la Ravashi nami tzora nafke mi litzre. Tzora, everyone learns out from litzre. V'bigmorik toni behedye bishmaiten, tzorei sayin minayin. Talmud loyma litzrael v'loy lotzer. So see, there's another mabaraisa that tzore you learn from litzrael. Ule kamon de kaboy minohani mili. Later the Gemara asks, how do you know? Loya tzore sayin koma, behed yedorish lo bebaraisa mi litzrael. Fakert, the tzore you learn out from the posik. Ela afilo hein meye de mas nisen koi. Menone mili is not going on tzore. Tzore is a posik. The Gemara is going on afilo hein meye. Vohoma Rabbi Yehuda. Now we have a machloikis. How do you know afilo hein meye? Vohoma Rabbi Yehuda de kulu mishtami mi litzre. Rabbi Yehuda says we learn out from litzre. That litzre means many tzores. So ad oilam is litzra. Litzra does not only mean two, litzra means many. The Rav Ashi saw about the militzra loy mashma elatrei. Litzra means two tzores, tzores. Bafilu ein meye, misvore nafki. In meye, we learn out from a svore. What is this svore? The tzoroso, my time. Asure kolka, the tzoras elder, she's also kolka, she oiseres gam tzoroso, that she asses her tzore, the bemokim erve kaime, the tzoras elder's bemokim elve, tzorosa nami teser tzoracheres, the bemokim erve kaime. Now, we have to understand what Taisvis is saying. Now we're getting into the Torahs of Yevamos. L'chaire, I'd like to give a shtikel hakdome, which will help us as we plow through the sugyas. And the hakdome will start off with a moiridike kasha that Rabbi Kivege asks on our Mishneh, and we'll therefore try to get into Yevamos. Rabbi Kivege asks Akashe, there's a posik litzreo, that a tzore patters a tzore. So Rabbi Kivege asks a moiridike kashe. He says, you don't need a posik for that. If an elve patters a tzore, the first nefila, an elve patters a tzore, so if the tzore is potter min achalitze min yibum, so there's an isarei shesach. So she is an elva of Eishesach. Her Eishesach never became mutter. The Tzoras elva is also as Eishesach. There's an Issa chorus on the Tzoras elva. So Eishesach, like Rabbi Kivege, is an elva like all other arayis. That part of Tzoras. We hear the Eishesach of Me'imoi, Eishesach of Shloihoye Be'lomoi. If you have an Eishesach, that there's no mitzvah of Yibum, so that the nation's actually is by Koris. So automatically she'll patter all the Tzoris. That's Rabbi Kivege's Akasha. The Achroinim, Shloim Haiman, Zachainu Levroche, and others, fa'emfer Rabbi Kivege's Kasha with a Yesod. And the Yesod will have to accept with Amunas Chachomim, because the rayas that they bring are not maspik in this year to explain them. But they say a gevaldike Yesod. They say as follows, that a eishes ach ba'ose nefile, when an eishes ach falls liyibum, L'chayre is a moiridike paradox. We hear over here that elve does not fall the yibum, and the whole mitzvah of yibum stelt sich weg with an elve of eishesach. I mean, so how did an elve doesn't fall the yibum, and every din yibum is with an elve,
Every Yeshus Ach is an Erbe. So it would seem that Eishes Ach Ba'ish in Nefile and Eishes Ach She'en Le'bonim doesn't have a shame Erbe. She doesn't have a shame Erbe. She doesn't have a shame Erbe. And therefore there's a Nefile Le'yibum. There are many cases that an Isha will fall Le'yibum. There won't be a mitzvah of Yibum, let's put it differently. There won't be a mitzvah of Yibum, and there'll be an Eishes Ach, but she won't have a din elder, and she won't pater atzorah. That means there are many cases that the Eishes Ach, bo'isin an Eishes Ach she'in le'bonim, so even though there'll be reasons why we're not permitted to be miyabim her, and if we're not permitted to be miyabim, there'll be an iser eishes ach, but af al pikein, she will not pater atzore, because she doesn't have a shame elder. The eishes ach ba'isa nefile does not have a shame elder. So therefore she will not pater atzore. The chiddush of our Mishnah, that it says that an elder Patos atzoret. If we look at the Lashonis of Rashi, but in the cases where it speaks about Eishes Ochiv Shloi Hoya Boilomoi, or when an Elva Patos atzoret, so Rashi says, Arei he Eimedesol Beisa Eishes Ach Sheyesh Loi Bonim. An Eishes Ach Sheyesh Loi Bonim is an Elva. An Eishes Ach Sheein Loi Bonim is not an Elva. The chiddush of the our Mishnah that an elve patters a tzore and a tzore patters another tzore. Why does that means it's not an automatic cheshbon the way Rabbi Kevega asked. Rabbi Kevega asked if there was no mitzvah of yibum and a tzore's elve, so it is an eishes ach. If there's an Eishes Ach, I could figure out, on my own accord, I could figure out that if this Tzores Elve will marry, will be Nisyabim by another brother, so automatically, if that other brother will die, since there's Eishes Ach, since there's Tzores, so automatically she'll pass to the Tzores. So Rav Shloim Hyman says, no, it's not an automatic thing. She won't pass to the Tzores. There's an Eishes Ach, there's Tzores, but she's not an Elve. Only an elve patos atzore. If she's, even though there's a chorus of Eishes Ach, but she doesn't have a shame elve, she will not pater atzore. The chiddush that atzore's elve patos atzore, the chiddush is that we learn out from the posik that if she was atzore to an elve binefile when they fall the yibum. So then, her Eishes Ach, she gets a din of an Eishes Ach, sheyesh lo bonim. And then she gets a din elve. That was nischadish in the parsha of Tzoreh Tzoreh. If the Pasuk told us that a Tzoreh patos a Tzoreh, so the Pasuk was megala to us, that the Eishes Ach of the Tzore gets a shame elve. It gets a shame Eishes Ach sheyesh leibonim. After I know the din of Tzore's Tzore, then I see that a Tzore that falls together with an elve, so her Eishes Ach also gets a din elve. And therefore she can pater her Tzore. Now let us see what Tosfos says. The Ravashi Sova, the Militzroel Loi Mashme. Litzroel Loi Mashme Elotrei. It's only Mashme that an Erve paters a Tzore, and a Tzore will pater another Tzore. Or Elotrei. Fafilu Hein Meya. That if there's 100 Tzores, how do we know this? Misvore Nafke. Now you can know this Misvore. The tzorosa, the tzores erve, my timer asure kol kach Sha'iseres gam tzorosa. Why does the tzoros erve pater her tzoros? Why is there a ptur of a tzoros tzoros? You know why? So the, if the Pasuk says that she patters her tzoros, the bimah came erve kaima. So the Pasuk was megale that she gets a shame erve. Her eishes och is an eishes och sheyesh leibonim. Her eishes och gets a shame erve. So we see that a tzore of an erve is not pshat, that there's no mitzvah of yibum on her. And if there's no mitzvah of yibum, there's an isereishes ach. No, if there'd be an isereishes ach, she wouldn't patter her tzore. If she patters her tzore, we see the b'mokim erve kaime, that the tzore of an erve, if she fell liyibum together with an erve, it's just like the erve is mufka miyibum. And the erve, her eishes ach is an eishes ach sheyesh leibonim. So the eishes ach of the tzore is also an eishes ach sheyesh leibonim. Is tzora tzora sonami. So now, if I see that a tzora's erve patas hotzora, why does it pata hotzora? Because her eishes ach is a shame erve that can pata hotzora. Is tzora tzora sonami. Tesser tzora achers the mokim erve kaime. Because she is a tzora to an erve also. See also, because what part of the tzora tzora? What part of the tzora tzora? The erva of the eishes och. Why did she become potter? Because the eishes och of her tzora had a shame erva. And that's the gilu yakro, that if you fall together with an erva, your eishes och also becomes an erva. So memeilet automatically tesser tzora cheres to be mokim erva kaime.